Good morning, counsel, judges. My name is Zuhair Nubani, and I represent the petitioner appellant in this matter, Arta Amini. Arta Amini is a 28-year-old Albanian national who came to the United States, basically fled Albania for political reasons. At the age of 18, or even younger, 17, she was a member of the Youth Forum Democratic Party in Albania. Upon going to college, she joined eventually the Democratic Party. We have at least four incidents, major incidents, of either police interrogations, detentions, beatings by either the police or the Sikh intelligence Albanian forces. Her father was a member of the Democratic Party. She was actively involved in the Democratic Party. And I believe in this case, if one was to read through the record and see what happened at these individual hearings or merit hearings, that the immigration judge erred in finding that there was no past persecution in this case and that she was not eligible for asylum based on the prior incidents that happened to her in Albania.
Who is the controlling party in Albania now? Is it the Democratic Party?
Currently it is the Democratic Party. However, there has been a deep history of interchange between the Socialist Party and the Democratic Party after the breakdown of communism in Albania. So if the Democratic Party is in power today, it doesn't mean they're going to be in power in the near future. And there have been acts of...
That's the same problem we have in the United States. One party comes in and then the other party wins and then back and forth and so on.
However, in the United States, we don't have political assassinations and detentions and beatings.
Well, there's some discussion about that, too, but go ahead.
Well, Your Honor, in all seriousness, I think the situation in Albania is different than the United States.
Oh, it certainly is. The lady is a nurse, isn't she?
The lady is a nurse. One of the other things that I feel is compelling here is the economic depravity that occurred in this case, and I think in the past it has been found that economic depravity of an individual can lead to
deprivation, I think, is the word you're looking for, as opposed to depravity.
Economic deprivation, probably is the more correct word to say here. She is a nurse. She attained A grades while in college. She was not allowed to work, and it is obvious from the testimony because of her.
I guess it gets back to my main. If the Democratic Party is in control and the things shift, what does she have to fear from the Democratic Party?
Well, she doesn't have anything to fear from the Democratic Party right now. However, if the Democratic Party is out of power after she gets back, then she has to fear from the Socialists who are most likely to come back into power. And I think that the immigration judge did find that her testimony was credible. However, I think he erred in finding that this was not politically based. I think everything is very clear that it was politically based, the persecution that she suffered. And I say persecution, not harassment. And I will hit on this point that you have asked about the Democratic Party being in power, if she's to go back. Why won't she be in danger? She might not be in danger if she's to go back right now. However, as I said, in the near future, once the Democratic Party is out of power, and this has been the trend, then she will have something to fear. And I think that past persecution has been established in this case, and that if we go on what happened in the past, the future persecution would exist. In fact, one of the members of the Democratic Party, Mr. Azam Haidari, was assassinated in 1998 by opposing members of the Democratic Party. So I think that we do have sufficient history here to show that there was persecution against my client, and that if she is to return to Albania, that there would be a very viable chance of her being persecuted, her being stopped from any kind of gainful employment. This is obvious from the past history. And I feel that the judge's decision in this case was way off base and incorrect. I know that the government does argue that all of that happened to her. The government's argument is I would surmise it's twofold. But all that happened to her did not arise to the level of persecution, which we strongly disagree with. And number two, that the Democratic Party is in power now. However, in answering both those arguments, again, I would say that if you look at the record as a whole, everything that did happen to her did arise to the level of persecution that this court and other courts in the past have found viable for an argument for persecution and therefore for asylum. As far as the issue of the current power structure in Albania, that the Democratic Party is in power, things in Albania, as I said previously, are apt to change very quickly. And once the other party comes into power, there is persecution against the other party members, opposing members. And you know, with all due respect, as I said, the United States, yes, we have different parties, the two parties going in and out of power, but there has never been any samples that I've seen of political assassinations.
Now,
you
never heard of the Kennedy family, Bobby Kennedy, Jack Kennedy, Wallace being shot in Maryland. All of these things have escaped your attention. The shooting at President Ford twice. All of these things have to do with attempted assassinations or assassinations for political reasons.
Well, I would argue...
Don't make us as pure as blue-driven snow. No. We have a lot better system here than they have there. There's not an organized attack by one party against the other. But there are nuts in both countries.
Your Honor, in answer to that, I would say that these incidents that I am well aware of them, and these incidents that you refer to, I believe that any person who is in that type of situation would be eligible for asylum under our rules and laws. And that's how I would answer your question.
I didn't have a question.
I would answer your comment.
You just said that we didn't have a history of political assassination. I didn't want to get as far back as Abraham Lincoln, but I work your way up a little bit.
Well, in answer to your comment, I would say yes, but I would say at the same time that if someone in these situations in the United States was then asking for asylum to another country pursuant to these laws, then I think that they would be eligible just as Ms. Amini is eligible, I believe.
Thank you.
Well, I guess that's the gist of the argument, and unless the justices have any questions, I would rest at this point. I would ask for a 2-minute rebuttal, if possible.
If that fits within your 10 minutes, we'll give you. Fine. You may have.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Bonney. Ms. Iverson.
Good morning, Your Honors. May it please the Court, my name is Julie Iverson, and I represent the Attorney General. The issue before the Court today is whether the record compels a conclusion contrary to that of the agency that Ms. Amini established past persecution or a well-founded fear of future persecution on account of her political opinion in Albania, where her politically active family has continued to remain without suffering any mistreatment, where she was able to attend the university and obtain a professional degree.
When an individual has repeatedly been mistreated, and detained for her political activities, when the severity of the imprisonment when the severity of the mistreatment and the length of imprisonment has steadily increased, and when the individual has been threatened with more of the same, should she continue her opposition to the government, why in our government's view is that not persecution?
Well, Your Honor, that is for the immigration judge and the agency to decide. And in this case, the immigration judge considered all the evidence. He issued a 14-page written decision following and applying this court's precedent, and he determined that Ms. Amini's case was analogous to this court's precedent in Prella v. Ashcroft and Bravica and in other precedents. So that is something that has been delegated by Congress to the Attorney General to the immigration judge to decide, and that's exactly what happened here.
And so any time that Judge Brajos or Judge Zerbe or any of our other immigration judges decide something, we should say, that's it. Is that what you're saying? Because that's what it sounds like you're saying.
Your Honor, I'm saying that the task of this court is not to reweigh the evidence, and while this court might weigh the evidence and have reached a different conclusion, this court is bound by its very deferential standard of review, which is the substantial evidence standard.
You know, when we look at the pattern of her past experiences and we see that some of us certainly would believe that she has suffered political persecution in the past. What we have here is an IJ who never gave her the benefit of the presumption that she would be persecuted again on her return to Albania. The government was never put to the burden of rebutting it. Why shouldn't we return this to the board for further proceedings under those circumstances?
Well, Your Honor, the immigration judge did not give her the presumption of a well-founded fear of future persecution because he specifically looked at the 6 incidents that she alleged constituted persecution, and he determined that it did not rise to the level of persecution.
But wouldn't any reasonable human being in this woman's position believe that in view of her past experiences, that any continued political opposition to this government would result in even more harm to her than she has already experienced? I really just do not understand how any person can say this is mere harassment. We have a woman who was detained for a half hour and pushed against a wall in 1998. We have a woman who was detained for 20 hours and beaten in 1999. Then she is detained for 3 days, punched in the face, required to seek medical treatment for injuries in 2000. You see this escalation in the horrendous treatment. Where you have a government that has continually threatened a person for her political activities, has assaulted and imprisoned this person on multiple occasions, has steadily escalated the coercion, who wouldn't believe that in view of those past experiences, she is going back to God only knows what?
Well, Your Honor, that is for the agency to determine and to draw the line, and that's exactly what the immigration judge did in this case. He evaluated what happened to her in Albania, and he decided that that was not...
Who's controlling the government now?
The Democratic Party, as this court has pointed out today and in its past cases. So
the party that she supported.
Exactly, Your Honor. So even if she...
And her family supported.
And her family supported, and her father, who was supposedly politically active and a leader in the Democratic Party, he never suffered any mistreatment, at least according to this record.
But we have thousands of cases, tens of thousands of cases, where one person, a family, is persecuted, others are not.
Well, in this, Your Honor, in this case, this is a similarly situated family because the father is active in the Democratic Party.
Well, they're always similarly situated. Many of the cases, not always, of course, but many of the cases are similarly situated. What if the socialists come back again?
Well, Your Honor, that seems rather speculative, and as the other honors on this court have said, that can happen in any country. And it's rather speculative for us to say, what if? Right now, her party that she supported is in power, and it seems unlikely that she would befall any harm from her own party.
And if she does, just one of those things, right?
That was, Your Honor, that wasn't presented to the agency, so I can't speculate.
Oh, it's always presented to the agency. That is always presented to the agency.
The speculation.
We have sent a lot of people back who have met horror and death. And, oh, it's always presented. That's always in there.
Your Honor, but in this case, the agency did not determine what would happen if Ms. Amini was sent back while the Democratic Party was in power. So we don't have an agency decision on that particular issue. And I cannot personally speculate what the agency would have decided in that case. But essentially, Your Honors, this case is about standard of review and whether any reasonable fact finder would be compelled to conclude, contrary to the agency's decision, that Ms. Amini suffered past persecution or had a well-founded fear of future persecution on account of her political opinion. And she has not met this burden. What she does ask impermissibly for this court to do is to reweigh the evidence and to reach a contrary decision, which we ask that this court not do. We ask that this court follow the standard of review, which is a substantial evidence standard.
Then why should we ever hear any of these cases? Why shouldn't we just always say, yep, you're right?
Well, Your Honor, in this case, we had a...
No. But you've made a very definite statement. Why shouldn't we just do that in every case?
You mean not apply the standard?
We're supposed to follow, whatever...
Your Honor, in some
these
cases...
These people do.
Your Honor, in some cases, the agency has erred, but not in this case. In this case, we have a well-reasoned 14-page written decision, which you don't always get a written decision, as you've seen. And in it, the immigration judge considered this circuit's case law, and he found that he found cases that were analogous that did not support a finding of past persecution. So in this case, we have a well-reasoned immigration judge decision.
Thank you, Ms. Iverson.
Thank you, Your Honors. We ask that you deny the petition for review.
Thank you.
Much time. You have 2 minutes, Mr. Dunn.
Your Honors, if I may, just very quickly, I think hitting upon the judge's decision, I think this is where the errors are. The judge in his decision says that all that happened to Ms. Amini was harassment, and I would argue that the things that happened to her were not harassment, that they were persecution, that they were torture, that they were things that that this court in the past has found surmountable to persecution that allows a person asylum. The second thing is the judge in his decision said all of these actions that Ms. Amini was doing and any harassment that she suffered, so-called harassment, which we say is persecution, was not because of political activities. So I think if you read the judge's decision, I think this is where it's manifestly wrong. He comes to the conclusion that this was not because of her political activities that she suffered this, and that two, the actions that the perpetrators perpetrated against her were not torture or not persecution, that they were just mere harassment. And I think this is where we have the clear picture that the judge erred in his decision and that the manifest weight of the evidence is against him. Thank you.
Thanks to both counsel. The case will be taken under advisement, and the court will stand.